Coming up on All Access.
Calendar says it's summer, but it's a cool and raw day here at Gillette Stadium. Perfect football weather, which is perfect because the football season kicks off today. Welcome to Patriots All Access, everyone. I'm Steve Burton, and we are thrilled to bring you another Patriots season. We're also thrilled that the offseason is over because it has been a turbulent 4 months, to say the least. Dan Rhodes explains that the Patriots have turned the page.
A dark cloud seemingly hovered over the New England Patriots this offseason. They had one of their most trusted wide receivers sign elsewhere. One of their tight ends had to endure multiple surgeries. A starting cornerback was arrested for a second time. And then the unthinkable, the shocking arrest and subsequent first-degree murder charge against the star tight end. And with training camp opening today, the head coach felt the need to speak this past Wednesday.
You know, it's a sad day. It's really a sad day on so many levels. As the coach of the team, you know, I'm primarily responsible for the people that we bring into the football operation. I mean, overall, I'm proud of the hundreds of players that have come through this program, but I'm personally disappointed and hurt in a situation like this.
Meanwhile, the Patriots captains addressed the Hernandez issue on Thursday.
These are very terrible things that you wish never happened to anybody. And, you know, there's a very human, compassionate element that we all have, and when it's someone that, you know, has been on our team, it's a very sad thing.
And then after addressing the Hernandez story head on, the Patriots are hoping to put it behind them as training camp gets underway.
It's a fresh start for, you know, all of us. I know the last 6 weeks have been, distracting for a lot of people, but you know, I'd say for this team, you know, we're trying to focus on our job and what we have to do to come out and win football games.
From top to bottom, those within the organization, starting at the top, are together.
I feel like I've had a strong relationship with Robert and his family since I was here in 1996. And I think it's gotten stronger every year that I've been here with the Patriots.
And you get the sense that everyone involved with this Patriots organization is feeling the sense of moving on. It's all about going onto the football field and actually playing football and moving on from really what has been a bizarre offseason, Steve, to say the least.
Well, bizarre to say the least is exactly right. And are you confident that this team, they're all saying the right things, from the head coach down to the players, but are you confident they are ready to move on?
Well, it's going to be a challenge. I think they have the right people in place, starting with Tom Brady, Vince Wilfork, their captains. If they rely on their captains and get it done, then it's about talent. Not only did they lose these players, but they lost a lot of talent in these players, in Aaron Hernandez and company. So it's not going to be easy, but if any team can do it, it starts. Wow. It's an NFL quarterback coaching league. That's what we'll see. Belichick and Brady leading the way.
And this team is used to rising to challenges. So
they've done it time and time again. Here's probably the biggest challenge they'll have as a tandem and as a team.
All right, Rochi, thank you very much. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access,
we'll sit down with Coach Bill Belichick as he opens up his 39th training camp.
The games are right around the corner, so it's an exciting time to get moving.
Plus, we'll talk to third-year running back Stephen Ridley.
The big thing for me is never to get complacent.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, now is what we make it. Grab a Pepsi and some friends and get out there and live it. It's time to live for now. This segment of Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients.
Pulled from the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting fact. According to the Patriots PR department, the team's season ticket holders hail from 42 U.S. states, 4 Canadian provinces, and 3 other foreign countries. While the season ticket waiting list has members from all 50 states, 9 Canadian provinces, 8 other foreign countries, and 3 U.S. territories. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly, available on newsstands now.
Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, joined now by the head coach of the New England Patriots as he gets ready for, I think it's camp number 39. What do you remember about your first compared to what's going on out here today?
Well, it was a lot hotter down there in Baltimore, Maryland than what we had out here today. But camp started July 5th, so we already had 3 weeks in the books at this point.
How important is it for you to play or get out in these conditions on day one, especially with a lot of new guys around?
Yeah, well, whatever we get, we get. So if it's hot, it's hot. If it's raining, it's raining. Whatever the conditions are, we got to learn how to play in them and play through them. So we'll take whatever opportunity we can get.
A lot of things have happened over the past 6 weeks regarding your football team. You spoke the other day, as did the captains. What message did you, the captain, send to this football team as they took the field this morning?
Well, right now, the only thing we can do is work on what we can control, and that's our practice today and, you know, just getting better on a day-by-day basis. So we'll try to, you know, correct what happened out here today, build on it, install some new things tomorrow, and come out and work on those. Just got to start stringing these practices together. It's training camp.
When you're looking ahead to build your offense, you got your quarterback there. His top five targets, top five guys that caught passes from him may not be there. Do you feel you have the guys in place to replace that production from last year as it changes?
All right. Well, that's the way it is every year. This changes every year on your football team. And, you know, we have some this year, but we've always had them. Every other team in the league has them. So we'll work our way through them here in training camp, see how it all develops.
Hard to believe you and your quarterback, Tom Brady, are entering your 14th camp together. Not a lot of quarterbacks play into their mid-30s, especially at the level that Tom does. I've talked to you about this before, but what is it that he does, whether it's off the field, on the field, that allows him to compete and still play at the level which he does?
Well, Tom really competes every day. He competes to get himself in great shape physically. He competes in the classroom to learn and prepare and know what the defense is doing, and he competes out on the field to execute well. And every day he walks off the field, he's a little bit better player than he was the day before. So that really adds up after a long period of time. That's why he's a good one.
Saw him walk over here, signing the autographs, big smile on his face. Now on to Bill Belichick, year 14. How excited are you here day one?
Well, opening day in training camp is always a good day. It's, you know, a lot of work in the offseason to build your team together, to go through all the practices in the spring and so forth. You know, now we start putting it together, and in 2 weeks we play Philadelphia. So you know, that's just right. Not really a lot of time to prepare. The games are right around the corner, so it's an exciting time. Time to get moving.
All right, Coach. I know you got some film to get to. Good luck. We'll see you down in Philly.
All right, thanks, Scott.
2 weeks.
Okay.
There you go.
Right.
There's your head coach, Bill Belichick. More of All Access back from training camp right after this.
To Texas to meet the newest Patriots receiver, Danny Amendola.
I was very confident in what I could do athletically. I always have been.
In every level of whatever sport he was playing, he was the smallest guy, but it never stopped.
I mean, I always come back and prepare with my college strength coach.
Hit the gym with running back Stephen Ridley.
There we go. Good job. One more.
I'm a firm believer in the same thing that got me to the league is the same thing that's going to keep me in the league.
And meet the mentor that has helped make Jerod Mayo the man he is today.
My relationship with my grandfather has always been good. He's always tried to give us direction and guidance, you know, throughout our lives. It's been good.
I would just say keep up the good work.
This week's player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriot running back Stephen Ridley. And, boy, does time go by fast. Back in camp again. And, you know, talking about last season, you rushed for over 1,000 yards.
I was very fortunate, man. And, you know, for me to come in there and find a place in this awesome offense, you know, and behind Brady and our leader, the offensive line really did a tremendous job up front. And for me, I just went out there and made the yards that were there.
You mentioned your workout regimen, and we went with you to Baton Rouge. And talk about what you do for a workout, and talk about yoga. You participate in yoga, right?
It was a Monday through Friday type of deal, and every Tuesday and Thursday I'd go in there with the women and try to do this yoga Lattes. But, you know, it's something that you go in there and it messes with your mind a little bit to go in there and see, you know, 40 or 50 women in there outworking you. And, you know, I'm so competitive, and I'm trying to do these poses and hold these positions.
It's not easy, right?
And it's working me, man. It's working me. I leave there after an hour workout, and I'm just dog tired. So, I mean, it was a different type of training, but it's something that you have to do, especially at my position, you know, to stay flexible on top of all the weights and running and things that I'm doing. You know, it keeps the body loose.
So it doesn't, not only that, it trains you mentally too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they have it hot in there, so it's about, I think, 80 or 90 degrees in there. So it's hard work, man, whether you think it or not, you get it in.
This is your third year now. What do you think your role is now? Do you feel you're pretty established?
You're never established around here, I'll say that. But my role as a player is to come in here and try to, you know, better myself than I did last season. The big thing for me is never to get complacent. You know, like I said, I always look at Tom Brady, and, you know, he's the elite. He's the best to ever play his position, but he comes in here every day and he works. So if I can do my job in the backfield and try to follow in the footsteps of Kevin Falk and just follow my leader in front of me, I think I'll be okay. So we've got an awesome coaching staff, and I'm just excited, you know, just to get another shot to go out there and run the football again for the Patriots.
How close is this running back core?
It's actually very young, but we're very close, man. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all from different areas, but I tell you, it's a group of young guys that are ready to get after it. And, you know, coming in there behind Woodhead, behind Ben Jarvis, behind Kevin Falk, they showed us the way on how to do it in the right way. And Coach Ivan Fears isn't letting up on us anytime soon. So we're going to be young. We're going to be excited about it. But it's going to bring a lot of intensity to the game this year.
All right, Stephen.
Hey, look, good luck to you.
Thank you. Stephen Ridley, I guess we'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, now is what we make it. Grab a Pepsi and some friends and get out there and live it. It's time to live for now.
On Monday, July 29th, fans are welcome to celebrate the careers of two legends in the Patriots family.
Sandy stopped! He is stopped! Willie McGinnis made the stop at the one-yard line!
Longtime play-by-play announcer Gil Santos will be inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame.
3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Alongside former linebacker Teddy Bruschi.
Intercepted! Touchdown! Teddy Bruschi!
Nobody deserves it more than Teddy. He was just the best player. I wish, you know, I could play with, you know, 52 other Teddy Bruschis.
Admission is free, and the ceremonies begin on the Patriots Plaza at 5 p.m.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Opening day of training camp. Huge crowd on hand. Even though it is raining, people cannot wait for the start of the season. And I cannot wait for Monday, because it's a huge day for Gil Santos and Teddy Bruschi as they get inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. It's time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And there's no question that this has been the toughest offseason for the Patriots. Aaron Hernandez, Wes Walker leaving. How does this team move forward, guys?
Well, I mean, on the surface, no team has done it better in the past than been able to just sort of focus on the task at hand, whether that be the next practice or the next game plan, working forward, a preseason game, a regular season game. This is a little different, and you have to acknowledge that. But I do like the way this has started. I like the way Belichick started it off with his press conference, and I thought the captains really followed that up strongly as well the following day. listen, we're not going to find out. I thought Tom Brady said it best. The fate of this team is going to be determined by the players in that locker room. We're not going to find out how it's all going to unfold until they start playing, but I like the signs early on.
I agree with Paul. Obviously, this is bigger than football, but I happen to believe, Steve, that this team's fate this year will not be determined by distractions. It'll be whether they have the right personnel. I think ultimately they'll be able to handle the distractions, and they'll come at times, but similar to what Paul said, I thought there was two ways the Patriots could have gone. They could have tried to block it out and said, no, we're moving on, and Aaron Hernandez no longer with us, but instead they addressed it, and I thought they addressed it respectfully, and it gives the team a chance to move on now.
Well, you mentioned the right personnel, and let's address this receiver position, because the Patriots have lost a lot of catches. Aaron Hernandez is gone. Wes Welker, we know, has bolted as well. So how do they replace that? Do they have the right personnel and the right targets for Tom Brady?
Well, I think that Belichick is going to go into this training camp and find out if some of these younger guys, some guys that we might not know all that much about, you know, and see if they can do the job. But I wouldn't be surprised, Steve, to see a guy, a veteran somewhere late in camp, maybe someone that gets released, or maybe making a little bit too much money, a team's looking to move on from him. We've heard a lot about a guy like Jeremy Maclin from Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. It's a name that seems to pop up a lot. Someone like that in that mold, a veteran who is talented but maybe not quite worth the money, I wouldn't be surprised to see somebody who's not here right now contributing come regular season time.
And Steve, to answer your question, we don't know the answer. And right. You know what? That's not unusual around the NFL. A lot of teams don't have all the answers right now. In fact, the defending champion Baltimore Ravens, they have similar questions at the receiver position. Before coming here for this interview, first thing I did, look out on the field. I wanted to see those rookie receivers. Aaron Dobson, second-round pick out of Marshall. Josh Boyce, fourth-round pick out of Texas Christian. Were they on the field? Were they getting these important reps? Because it's so important that they start training camp on time and keep the pace, because it moves so fast. They were out there taking the important reps. Those are the two guys to watch along with Kenbrell Tompkins, a rookie free agent out of Cincinnati, who I think has done some good things in the spring camps as well.
All right. On any other offseason, we'd be probably be talking about Tim Tebow right now. All right.
But I do want to. Eighth on the list.
Exactly right. When you think of the list, it's about eighth on the list. It would normally be number one on the list. But let's talk about Tim Tebow. And why is Tim Tebow even here?
Well, I think they want him to, they want to see if that's a quarterback, if there's something there that they can, some untapped potential in terms of the talent. But Belichick didn't close the door on using him in other ways. Now, I think that's obviously very smart, because you have a guy, you don't want to just sit there and pigeonhole him. He's talked about Tebow's being very willing to do whatever they want him to do. His work ethic is outstanding. Listen, it's worth a flyer. I was not a big fan of the move, and I'm still not a big fan of the move, but I understand the rationality that went into it. I think that he makes a lot of sense in terms of being a good, solid locker room presence. And I think with some of those younger guys, maybe they're looking for some direction. Well, this is a guy, if he carves out a role for himself, Steve, he can give direction to some of that, you know, year two, three, four kind of guy.
Does he make the team, Mike?
You know, it's a tough call for me, Steve. I had to do a projection entering camp way too early, and I didn't put him on the team. Would I be surprised if he does make it? No. I want to add one more thing to what Paul said. He said maybe he's a quarterback, a great locker room presence. I think those are true. Also, scout team quarterback.
Absolutely.
You think about some of these athletic quarterbacks around the league. You get a scout team quarterback in that can maybe duplicate some of that. That could also have some value to your team.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for coming on. And it's going to be a very interesting season, to say the least. Well, that will do it for this month's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great night, everyone. See you later.